His eyes flickered upward. On the bank above, he could hear movements over the rain noise. A shower of pebbles hit the water, along to his right. Then he caught the sound of a dead twig breaking underpaw further away. Felch's heart pounding remained motionless beneath the ledge for a long time. His vulpine sense stretched to the limit as he listened and watched. After what seemed like an eternity, he finally knew. The Tagarung had gone. He was sure of it. Shuddering with a mixture of relief, cold and exhilaration, Felch relaxed. He had escaped the Tagarung. However, he knew that he would have to stay hidden until night if the Tagarung was hiding somewhere nearby, waiting for his quarry to break cover and run. He would be disappointed. Felch was no fool. Having got this far, he was not going to betray himself with any sudden silly moves. Lowering the dagger until it was level with his face, the fox saw his breath misting the bright blade. He cursed inwardly. Maybe if Sawney's blade had not been in question, the Juska chieftain might not have sent the Tagarung to hunt him down. Perhaps he might have let Felch desert the clan, not thinking the fox of any great importance, merely an old follower with a useless paw. The fox's eyes hardened as he recalled how mercilessly Sawney had ruined his paw with that same blade. A fierce determination swept over him, and he thrust the knife back into his belt. It belonged to him now. If he was no longer one of the Juskarath, he would take something with him. For all the long seasons of unrewarded service to Sawney Wrath, aye, the ferret would remember Felch the Fox every time he looked at the space in his belt where the blade used to be. Since late spring, Sawney had been harassing Antigra and their companions, as if expecting some sort of mutiny within the clan. He had come down hard on Felch, abusing and humiliating the fox at every possible opportunity. It had come to a head on the previous evening. Felch had been out foraging in the north sector of Mossflower's sprawling woodlands, and was returning to camp with a meagre offering, a small trout he had found floating dead in a stream. Sawney stood watching him, trying to slink into camp unnoticed. The Juska chieftain was tossing his knife idly, catching it by the blade just below its tip. He looked to be in a foul mood. Sawney's rasping voice had stopped the fox in his tracks.
"What's that dirty piece of rubbish you're sneaking back with?"
Felch avoided the ferret's irate stare.
"It's a fish, a young trout I caught."
Sawney sniggered nastily, pointing with his knife.
"You must have had a hard battle, bringing in a monster like that. Hold it up so we can all see it. Go on, hold it up."